gonna stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the street, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and we're all working 9 to 5, and God bless dear Dolly Parton. May she rest in peace. So I had to play a little working business kind of music, because you know who's here in the studio with me this morning. Very excited to have our friends from Florida West here, Economic Development. Chris Plate, I hope I pronounced that correctly.
Yes, you did. Thanks,
mate. Is the CEO here with us this morning, and this is such an important part of how our community evolves and develops. But I have to say, you know, even though I've even been in the community for a while and in the chamber world, when you hear of the different development and economic development agencies, some of us get a little confused. Mm-hmm. So would you be willing to kind of tell us about your organization, how it evolved? And it's really an interesting story how this all came about.
Sure. Florida West really is a one of the children of the chamber that when it's basically was broken up back in 2014. And so Visit Pensacola, mm-hmm. and then Florida West were the two other components that spun out of
right.
that chamber. So
I remember that.
Yeah, since 2014, we've been independent. We have two entities. So Florida West is sort of the public facing, but we also have Pensacola Escambia Promotion and Development Commission, which is PEDC.
And I've heard that, but I didn't know what the acronym stood for.
Yeah.
So okay.
The PEDC is basically the funding mechanism for economic development for the county.
Okay.
And so it was created by the state in like 1967. So it's been around a while. Mm-hmm. And because it was created by the state as a special district, it has a lot of powers that other economic development agencies and other counties don't have. So that's a really unique setup that we have here. And so it gives us a lot more competitive capabilities. And
yes, so, I would imagine so.
So the funding from the city of Pensacola mm-hmm. and the funding from Escambia County comes up into PEDC. And then a portion of those funds are then contracted to Florida West. And so that's where the staff sits at Florida West.
Right.
And then at Florida West is where we then take that money, and then we parlay that with private dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And so that makes up our total budget for going and doing the mission of economic development.
Okay, that sounds very good. And it sounds like a great source of funding, like a consistent source.
Yeah, it's a wonderful, the commitments from the city and the county are so appreciated, and it allows us to do the work that it would be very hard for them to do alone. Because it becomes much more expensive if you don't have the private. It's really a public-private partnership.
Well, it's for the best for all of us, really.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're all going to benefit from the work that you do. Now, the organization, as you said, has been around about 30 years, mm-hmm. and you've been in the position about 20 months. Is that about right?
It's about right.
So tell us, why do you feel like when you came here and you with the Pensacola and Escambia County, why do you think we're in a position to win?
Oh, my gosh. It was immediately off the airplane. One, the airport, when you see that.
When you fly in and see how gorgeous it is, for one.
The city and Matt out there has done such a wonderful job with the airport and to see it continue to grow. It's one of those things that, economic development's about how ease to move within the markets, whether it's international or just within the United States. And so if you look at it, we are really literally one plane change from any business location in the world.
That's true.
So you go from here to Dallas, to Atlanta, to Charlotte, to New York, Boston. You can go from there and get literally anywhere in the world. And so that is such a massive tool for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the Port of Pensacola, obviously, is wonderful. You have the Navy base. So you start to add these up. And then you have the interstate as well. So it's easy to move product in and out.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just driving in and seeing it, that's your initial, you look at all of that. And then once you're here and you start to go around, you realize, wow, the people here are really well skilled. It's not a typical Florida retirement community.
Mm-mm. No, I would absolutely not.
Right. So it's interesting because one of the comparisons that I would give it is like, it's almost like Charleston, South Carolina on one piece, and then you add Destin to the at the bottom. So it's this combination, really unique combination of wonderful places put together so that you have this amazing quality of life and an intact city.
Right.
And an intact county to the north with all of the skill sets, all the workers that are there.
And a university here.
Oh, my gosh. Then you, that's what I was going to, and then you start to stack on the other pieces. Mm-hmm. So you have Pensacola State College, Pensacola Christian College. You've got George Stone and what the, you know, the schools are doing great now. You
amazing.
Can see that that new grade that they received is an A.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add the University of West Florida. And having one of these now a Division I school
right.
in your community, you can't beat it. So when you stack all of those, you know, it was when I was, not to, I guess, I was licking my chops. Like, what a wonderful place to come in.
And
like,
then
I'm going to go.
The beach for you and your family,
exactly.
which is not a bad thing.
No.
Well, tell me a little bit about when we talk about economic development. I mean, I've heard that phrase thrown around throughout my entire career. But when we talk about that, let's say specifically for Scambia and Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a business that's now interested, or you're putting, or tell us a little bit about the process. How do you recruit? And when you do have a business interested, what is the process that you do? What is your role in that process? And maybe just kind of explain the nuts and bolts of what you do with your team.
Sure. So it's a, there's a lot of different ways that we try to get projects to come in. One, that we do it ourselves. So we go and we try to actively target and mine data, everything else to find companies. We focus around four targets.
Okay.
That being aerospace and maritime, obviously, cyber and defense, and then life science. That's one that they have not traditionally gone for, but it's very interesting to look at. Just like maritime and aerospace have very similar skill sets, different product, but you know, similar skills are needed. The mindset of aerospace to life science is also very similar. And so, as well as kind of the defense, where you understand that at the end of the day, the product is so important that you have to make sure this is done correctly, because people's lives are at the, you know, if it's not done correctly, you know, there's a life at the end of that product.
That's right.
Whether it's an airplane, you know, a submarine, a drug that you, you know, pharmaceutical that you're taking, all of that, or if you're in the defense, obviously. That's
so
without
if you,
saying.
You find a company that you think would be a good fit for us in terms of bringing jobs to the community and possibly what else, the other things that they're bringing by what they manufacture.
Correct.
So then do you reach out to them? And is that, and then how does that process, how do you woo them, I guess, is the question.
So
to come here.
And really, I'll keep going on the other sources too. So we really depend on the commercial brokerage community, site selectors, the state of Florida, and our regional group, Florida's Great Northwest. So there's multiple avenues. And then the existing industries themselves will tell us sort of supply chain that they need here.
Right.
So between all of those, we try to build our pipeline. And so from there, then we reach out to the companies, or the companies are brought to us as, you know, sort of like Select Florida would bring in to kind of show the full panhandle, or we'd be one
so
of those.
So you have these partnerships that are actually helping you bring these different companies
and
to you.
Economic development, I think, is seen as kind of clandestine sometimes, or in a vacuum, when it really...
We don't know a lot about it, to be honest. The average person that's just working 9 to 5.
Right. Average. But it's not, it's really a partnership in relationships. And so many people are involved, whether it is the university. So it's not as clandestine as I think people kind of perceive it, because some of the information has to stay quiet until it's ready, because it's a lot of, you know, it can affect stock price of companies. It can affect,
I know,
you know,
at times code names are used for the projects.
Yes, we have
rather
to use
than the
code.
Company name. Okay.
And so the code names usually come to us. They're very strange. Sometimes
I've seen a few. I thought, what is that?
I know. Yeah. So, but that most of the time they come to us. If not, we try to name them in house. And so from there, we get to reach out to the folks. If it's a good fit, the nice thing is with Pensacola or Century or Escambia County, we can be picky. You know, we're at 5% unemployment or less.
Right.
You know, we have a strong industrial base.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't just take anybody. They really need to fit the culture. That's the other piece of when I came here, I was like, I don't want to change the culture. That's what brought me here.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that we complement that with what's coming. And it, so we take care of the existing industries first, and then we move to the recruitment to filling gaps, whether that's supply chain or a type of industry that we think we need to grow and widen our cluster. So it's very strategic. So the difference is economic growth is just kind of shotgun. Things happen. Economic development is strategic.
See, I love to hear you say that you're being selective.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me rest a little easier, that we're not just grabbing whoever will come here, but yeah. you're actually trying to find those businesses and companies that will enhance what we mm-hmm. already have here. So I
Absolutely.
Love hearing that. Now, I wanted to talk to you, too, because you've had great results. So what are some of the results that you've had in this past year? Because I'm looking at the numbers here. I had no idea.
Yeah. It's sort of been a quiet success, you know.
Yes.
So really starting in January, we brought in Field International,
mm-hmm.
aerospace company doing maintenance, repair, and overhaul, or what we call MRO. Not on the airport. There's different kinds of MRO. They're actually making parts and tools that are used by, like, ST.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were showing them around the community, we toured ST with them, and on the floor was a box of their tools and products.
Interesting. Wow. Okay.
So it was really interesting. They're actually listed in, like, Boeing's maintenance manual to use mm-hmm. their parts. So that was a tremendous win for us, because it was, again, just another piece, that aerospace cluster, and kind of broadening it and widening it out. And they came from the UK. They're actually moving their headquarters from the UK to the US.
They're moving the headquarters.
And the headquarters will be in Pensacola.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
Yeah, so we're excited about that. Then you have your existing industry expansion. So mm-hmm. West Fraser up at, further than Cantonment, further up. And so they basically had slowed down, I think, during like an 08.
Sure.
It really hurt lumber production because mm-hmm. housings were, was not being built.
Right.
And so they really slowed down. They've now reinvested, brought that plant back, and now they've done a significant $70 million, reingesting of
that's
capital.
That's significant.
It's particularly for that part.
$70 million is significant.
Yeah, for that part of the county that is typically seen as more rural,
mm-hmm.
the timber basket and the trees up there really provide another, we don't really target that, but that that is another asset to
sure.
bring in sort of like international paper.
Oh, yeah.
And
of
what
course.
West Fraser's doing, as well as Tibbetts and several other companies that are in the lumber wood, And so that was a great one. It again brought 40, 50 jobs with
wow,
that group.
Yeah.
And then you look around, some of the others. We got one is Project Leopard. We have not announced the company
Project
yet.
Project Leopard. I love
but it. That is a $100 million project.
Wow.
So it's significant. It's an existing industry expansion. It's going to just, again, further their commitment to this area, and they're generating about 380 jobs.
Wow, very exciting. If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Our expert, clearly on economic development, is Chris Plate. He is the CEO for Florida West. And some numbers, if you're not familiar, I have some numbers here that you guys are reporting: roughly $185 million in new capital investment and 600 new jobs so far this calendar year.
Mm-hmm.
That
January.
Is incredible. And so that's way above, I guess, the goals that you had set mm-hmm. for yourselves. So when you talk about that, your active pipelines now has 62 prospects representing more than $4 billion mm-hmm. that you could bring to our community.
Yep.
So that is just amazing. So how do you do all this? Someone just sent in a text, by the way, 850-437-1620. If you have a question for Chris, he says, every day you work so hard.
Oh.
So I'm thinking, yes, when I'm hearing you talk, I'm thinking, wow, how do you keep track of all this?
Yeah.
You and your team really work hard together. You also represent us abroad as well,
mm-hmm.
attending some of the big conferences around the world. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Earlier this year, or at the very tail end of last year, we went to a thing called Mitstrad. It's over in Amsterdam,
mm-hmm.
and it's a maritime show. So it's basically,
wow.
instead of looking at the boat itself, the boat production,
mm-hmm.
it's also good to look at that supply chain. So that show is focused on literally everything that's in a boat, from ropes to the interiors to anything and everything you can imagine, sails. And so we have a strategic relationship with the foiling organization.
Is that a result of America's Cup?
They came
American
in.
American Magic, I mean?
They came in, I think, because America's Cup put it on the map.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they're around foiling.
Okay.
So it's the, and similar, that's what America's Cup is, weld, that goes up on the foils.
Right.
So anything, those surfboards
mm-hmm.
to small sailing, all kinds of things. And so they are bringing now, with the support of the TDC money, a three-year competition, basically, that will
Excellent.
Come in. And so that starts in February, March of next year,
mm-hmm.
in 27, and that'll be for 3 years. So that relationship with them, they were introducing us to people at Mistrad.
Wow.
And so that was very, you know, to start to build those relationships. Then also we just returned from the UK. We went to Farnborough with the state. So the governor was there, Secretary Kelly with the Commerce Department. We were all together with other members of our region. So we had Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, as well as Bay County, and us sort of marketing the panhandle and going and meeting with companies. That's one of the reasons that our projects have jumped tremendously. So we had 16 new projects come in our pipeline just in July.
Wow.
And so part of that was from the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, all the staff working very hard to do that. And then also just other things that are coming in on top of that. So the show probably generated 12 new projects for us.
That's incredible. So it's well worth the trip, apparently.
Absolutely. Well, it's the one location where every aerospace executive across the globe goes to.
You have to be there.
So you go there. Right?
Yeah.
If you don't go, you're probably more obvious. And
right.
So Florida has a tremendous presence. They have a lot of their existing industries throughout the state, have booths there. So ST's booth was very close by to where we were. So we were able to, you know, mix and mingle with their folks too.
Okay.
So it's not only just new companies, it's the existing industries and whatever they need and our support.
Excellent. So we have some questions coming in this morning. This is Chris Blatte. He's the CEO with Florida West. This is a great question. How can business owners locally join the organization and be supportive of what you're doing?
Absolutely. So we have a what we call a Build a Grow program. And so it's an investors that would go into Florida West. And so we have a multi-tier thing. So just reach out to me or to Ashley Saba. And so Ashley's in studio with us today.
Ashley's over there. Ashley Saba is the director of business development. She's a little shy about getting on the mic, but she's here with us. And give me your website, because I went to the website last night to kind of look, and there's a lot of great information there.
Yeah, and it's Florida.
Very well done.
Florida West EDA, so Economic Development Alliance is what that stands for. So FloridaWestEDA.com. And so that is also going to get refreshed. So you'll see that coming in the fall. You'll see a refresh of our website too.
Okay.
But it, that's the greatest place to start. You get our contact information, reach out to us, and then it's got our emails and phone numbers.
So businesses can work directly with you
and
partner with you.
Absolutely.
Super.
And so we need those partners. Again, like, this is not done in a vacuum, even though sort of that perception is there.
Mm-hmm.
We need those. So we have multiple construction companies, multiple, we have Landrum, Florida, just everybody that you can think of that would help us land a project, because companies coming in, they don't have those connections.
Right.
So between ourselves and the Chamber of Commerce, it's really those two entities that they look at for folks that can help them.
Okay. So then when we get into this process, so we often say that communities do not win projects without sites that are ready to go.
Right.
So what are you finding in Escambia County? Where do we stand today in that respect?
Mm-hmm. So we are a little lacking in that. And that's something, again, one of those opportunities. It's not an area that we really have to focus on and get some sites ready. We have what we affectionately refer to as dirt, but we don't have true sites where the water and sewer extensions are there.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And so we're in the
infrastructure of those sites has not been developed yet.
Correct. And that's what we're in the process of doing now. We've working with the county extensively. They've been wonderful to work with and trying to help us guide on their properties as well as other private properties. And then, you know, we can utilize both other kind of grants, but Triumph is a tremendous asset in infrastructure development. And so we would utilize a lot of that. There's the monies for our benefit.
Okay. Well, we see in the news a lot about other pieces of your portfolio. So we have the Bluffs, which is being developed now, the Tech Park and Midtown Commerce Park. So what's happening with each of them? Because those are the questions I suspect you get quite often.
Yeah. So the Bluffs is massive. It's four large landowners.
Mm-hmm.
So between UWF has some areas that we would look at to hopefully work with them on a research campus. And then we have Florida Power and Light. And that site has a barge access, so it gives us
work
with the maritime folks.
Yes, of course, yeah.
Ascend Chemical, they've worked with us. We're building a roundabout now, and that roundabout will open up these properties a little bit easier for large trucks. And so, that area is meant for manufacturing outside of the research campus.
Right.
And so Ascend Properties has a lot of rail, too, so it allows us to utilize that property. And then ECUA. has the other larger pieces. And so they have some need for some of that land, but a portion of that they're talking to us about working with. So, and we've shown several of those parcels already in prep of getting them ready.
Well, it sounds like it's a very exciting position for you because the devil's in the details.
Absolutely.
Sounds like there are a lot of details that go into approaching these folks, getting their information, making sure the infrastructure is ready for them,
right,
and putting together a package that's going to be very attractive to them to bring them here so that we can then evolve and develop.
That's right.
Okay, so we just have a few minutes left. Is there anything you'd like to mention today, Chris, that we haven't talked about in terms of economic development and how our listeners can understand what you do and how we can support you?
Yeah. The biggest thing to think of is, you know, we are existing industry. That's how my career started, was working with existing industry. And that is the any successful economic development needs to take care of the ones that are here. And so that's one of the things that we're doing. We've just created, we've had two meetings with this group. They meet quarterly, called the Manufacturing Council. So for the folks out there to know that we are working with our existing industries to make sure that we're answering their needs so that they stay here and continue to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they're looking to consolidate, that those consolidations come here instead of our facilities going somewhere else.
Gotcha.
So that's the big, big piece of what we're doing. And we're doing some organizational restructuring that is going to come out here very soon on how we are addressing that even more. And we're adding more capability. I think we had two staff openings. We'll have both of those filled, be fully operational, fully staffed by October 1st.
Excellent.
So that's a great thing. So outside of that, just go to our website. And again, our meetings are open to the public. So
okay.
If people have any interest, just give us a call.
Well, I have a question for you that I think would be interesting to hear what you say about it. You know, it's so funny when you have a community like ours where people have been here their whole lives, right? And so I remember when they first talking about having a maritime park and when we were first, the Wahoo Stadium was first being built or any other similar projects, there was a lot of community resistance to development. People are afraid that if we bring in these big companies, we're going to lose what makes Pensacola special. So how do you answer that question? Because how do you make sure that we're adding just enough but not too much?
Right. And I think it's the intentionality of what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really focused on the strategy. We have a work plan, and we're working that plan focused on those companies. We talk to everybody that has an inquiry because we can't just say no. So we need to look at that, see if there is a fit for them within the county. And then we will obviously... would go to the county commissioners, city council, the town of Centuries council. So whatever those other groups, we don't have the power to say yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
We have the power to direct and, convince them to come in.
Yeah, sometimes people are afraid that we're going to lose our natural resources. We're going to lose our beauty. We're going to somehow lose something when, in fact, your job is to help us gain something.
Yes, and again, what we do, the economic development, that $185 million, will generate $1.2 million per year of additional revenue that's coming in. So that pays for a lot of things, right? It pays for the fire trucks, a police car, a school. It covers the cost of so many of these other things so that the commissioners and the city council can keep their taxes low.
Right.
So that's we have really two big goals, right? It's job creation and in bringing in tax and investment or new tax revenue so that we can keep the quality of life so wonderful and keep the tax burden as low as possible so that the corporations take the burden of that versus the residential.
Well, that makes perfect sense. And there sure is a lot of activity now with American Magic, and we have the port now is expanding, and that's going to, I'm sure, open up new opportunities.
Absolutely, yeah.
And you talk about the aerospace. There's so many different ways that we can go. So it's exciting to have you here leading the charge, so to speak.
Thank you.
We appreciate all that you're doing for economic development for Escambia County and Pensacola. It's not an easy job, but y'all are doing a great job at it. So thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Thank you, Meg.
And what's that website one more time in case somebody wants to learn a little bit more?
FloridaWestEDA.com.
Okay. So I hope our local business owners that are listening this morning will check it out and see how they can get involved too and become a partner. All right. Thanks so much. Chris Platel, CEO with Florida West. Thank you, Ashley, for being here as well. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel.